Hey everybody, welcome to Back Issues. I'm your host Jason. With me tonight are Dick.
Hey.
Jamie.
Hello.
And our special guest, Fetus Barry, one of the sickest motherfuckers on Twitter.
Ow!
All right, man. That's a hell of an intro. Damn. I feel like the bar is set really high. Get prepared to be disappointed.
All right.
That's
kind of
my thing.
As usual. Full spoiler alert ahead.
Always,
definitely. And instead of a joke for an opener, I'm just going to open with this. Fuck Nick Spencer.
Who that is?
Yes, absolutely. Fuck
that's
Nick
the
Spencer.
Guy that's writing the current Hydra Cap storyline.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
All I got to say to Nick Spencer is... Memory erasure and overwriting is a branch of telepathy, as is mind control, you backpedaling motherfucker. All right.
Man, whatever kind of days
been
is not
going to
get pulled, it's just going to be bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, what was that? One of Cap's creators, the friend of Cap's creator was saying that, like, there's no fucking way. And they tried to say that it had been built up for decades. Horseshit. And we're not going back from this either. Yeah, you fucking are. It's called retconning. You do it every fucking week.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Tonight, we're going to tackle Marvel's highest grossing character, Wolverine. But we're not going to bother with the mainstream 616, because that's boring as shit.
It's Nick's Nick, Bob.
Right. We're going to be talking about Old Man Logan, which ran in 2008 through Wolverine 66 and 72, and ended with a giant-sized Old Man Logan in 2009. This is not your daddy's Wolverine.
Well, it is kind of, if your dad is old.
True.
I don't think we can say it's your grandpa's Wolverine.
Oh, and has had everything he's ever cared about completely destroyed.
Now, writers, Mark Millar. Yes.
Mark Millar. Of Kick-Ass fame.
Yes. And, yes, his writing is, once again, on par. He just kicks ass, and I hate to say that.
Pun intended.
Yes, because I hate that pun, but yeah.
Jupiter's Legacy.
Oh, and penciled by Steve McNiven, which does a marvelous fucking job.
Pun intended.
Yeah. The pencil work, the inking, everything in this is just beautiful. I just have to say everything is imagined in exactly the way that I would expect it to be. It feels believable. It feels... You know, like a really, really high quality attention to detail comic. It feels almost like it was meant to be a main run of a comic, you know, instead of like a what if sort of a.
Yeah. That was really interesting to me was that it was kind of a what if story just expanded upon, sort of like Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, like, fuck Ultimate Reed Richards.
Don't you just mean fuck Reed Richards in general?
Yeah.
Well, okay, look, at least main Reed Richards, he does things right occasionally, Illuminati notwithstanding. He does things right sometimes. But Ultimate Reed, all that kid ever did was just shit the bed.
I'm just going to stick with fuck Reed Richards because he's like one of my least favorite characters in comics.
No, for me, it's just straight up fuck Spider-Man.
Mm. Wait. Is that good list, bad list?
Like, I don't like Spider-Man.
What the fuck?
Which one? I mean, there's like 50 now.
Okay, here's where it gets funny. I love Ultimate Spider-Man. I do not like after 1990 or so, mainstream Spider-Man, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
With two standout exceptions. Separation That's Anxiety unfair. And Maximum Carnage.
Those are video games, they don't count.
No, Maximum Carnage was not.
I know,
a, well,
I know,
it was,
so, I know.
Both of them were crossovers.
I actually have a fair number of the Maximum Carnage run. I know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, my friend's got the cards.
Oh, man.
So, you know, get with it.
But yeah, back on the farm. Old Man Logan, 50 years past a, you know, modern day setting.
Again, pun intended, back on the farm.
Yeah.
You're really on the pun run tonight.
I know. I don't get it.
The year 20XX.
Yeah. Most of the superheroes are dead. The villains all learned that one lesson they never learned in the, you know, almost 90 years of Marvel being around to, oh, I don't know, fucking team up.
What?
I mean, they did it once in the 90s, if you remember. Fucking A. They did like a villain swap thing. Acts of Vengeance.
Right.
Well, and they always fell to infighting, but Sinister Six, yeah. Masters of Evil,
Marauders. Yeah, there was always.
It's always whenever they get together, they always end up backstabbing each other, you know?
But in this reality, they found a way to coexist and wipe out everybody. And they do the worst to the X-Men. Mysterio, you know, a fucking C-list Spider-Man villain. Man.
Hey now, because you hate Spider-Man, you wouldn't know, right?
No, I still do read it from time to time.
Do you remember that time that Peter actually had to attend like legitimate therapy because Rey Mysterio. With a goldfish bowl head, the wrestler. He made him believe that Aunt May died.
True, he has
Peter,
had.
Like,
his...
Peter found out that wasn't true, and God, he went to therapy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll knock him up to B list. I'll knock him up to B list.
No higher. I mean, he's not the Wizard.
Oh, God. Now you're talking C-list.
But yeah, Mysterio manages to make Wolverine believe the X-Men are various villains of his and the X-Men's. So Wolverine just starts carving them up. Like, he kills everybody. Including
it's a hardcore slaughter.
Yeah, including Jubilee, which was fucking great.
Well, and who showed up, man? It was like fucking Sabretooth and Omega Red and Strife and Magneto and
Sinister, reason, like, Apocalypse.
I feel like the Shocker was there.
Yeah.
Claw.
Doc Ock.
Oh, boy.
But it was like this huge hodgepodge of villains.
Silver Samurai, Blob. Oh, God.
And Wolverine doesn't realize they're actually the X-Men.
Oh, God. And then
wipes him.
He comes to and he's holding Jubilee's corpse. Oh.
Oh,
of all people.
Like, that was just a beautifully crafted scene.
Mm-hmm.
It strikes right to the core of Wolverine's character.
And man, it was hard for me, too.
Yeah.
And then, overcome with grief, he tries to kill himself with a freight train.
Yep.
Doesn't work.
Of course not, he's Wolverine.
So he puts the claws away for good, eventually comes to a point where he has a wife and kids.
Yo, but that... I'm sorry, just the symbiote T-Rex. I know we're going to get to it. I just had to say something.
Yep. But yeah, so Wolverine has his wife and kids, and he lives on this farm run by the Banner Gang, which is inbred descendants of the Hulk. Hulk literally... Yeah. Beat She-Hulk and raped her.
And that's his first cousin.
Yep. And then it all goes south from there.
Yeah, and, cut to the desert, and they're riding around in
the Fantasticar.
Yeah. Fantasticar, thank you. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's, United States has devolved. It's
very
run,
much.
It's run by, various supervillains, and
you know,
the president.
It's a bit reminiscent of Age of Apocalypse, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, because that was split up between the four horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
so you've got let's see, what Hulkland, Kingdom of the Kingpin, Doom's Lair, and the President's Quarter.
And the President of the United States is the fucking Red Skull.
What's really crazy about that? Well,
Hail Hydra.
But yes, Hail Hydra.
Yeah, that was, it's such an easy plot twist, but usually when they do something like that, it's very effective.
There's one thing I didn't like about it, though, because the whole mention is that someone who managed to get all the villains together work together. I have a hard time believing Red Skull is the guy that could pull that off.
If it wasn't for the fact that he could easily do it under a disguise and get away with it.
Well, see, that's a kind of a plot
towards Uncanny Avengers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which part
I'm just saying, like, man, if it has to be, Red Skull can work with pretty much anybody because yep. he's that kind of conniving slimeball. And I'm sure that being that he shares a border with Doom, he's probably able to, you know, work that silver tongue pretty deep into influential orifices.
There is precedent.
Okay.
Red Skull was involved with Acts of Vengeance as well, if I remember correctly.
Remember when he made himself into Onslaught?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't remember it fondly, but I remember it.
Hail Hydra!
But yeah.
If you want to take that as a sound effect for later, I'm totally cool with that.
I was actually thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. But, let me give you another take. 1, 2, 3. Hail Hydra!
But yeah. So Wolverine's this farmer, and he's running behind on his rent to the Banner Gang. And he gets a complete, you know, plotline dropped in his lap. Hawkeye shows up in the spider car and says, hey, you want to run last job? Nonviolent, you don't have to do shit but drive. Because Hawkeye at this point is blind.
Man, that spider buggy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Like, what a stupid friggin' thing for Spider-Man to have, but hey.
Right.
After he's long, long dead, and everything's gone to shit. Hey, spider buggy.
But yeah, it turns into kind of a buddy movie along the way. You know, like the various things they encounter, like the fucking symbiote infected T-Rex.
Thelma Louise, when they came across the symbiote T-Rex, yeah.
Can I just say for a second, though, that is absolutely the most awesomely bad thing I have ever seen.
Yes.
It's the most half-assed, like, bullshit fucking villain ever, but it's awesome because it's a fucking symbiote T-Rex, so it's like,
yeah, it's like Maximum
I
want to
be mad, but I like it.
Yeah, it's totally dumb. Like when Deadpool got the symbiote and got Jerry curls. Totally dumb. Lord. But hey, man, you know, it works.
Yeah, it was great. But let's see, what was one of the other stops? Oh, Hawkeye's daughter. Spider bitch. He has a daughter. Hawkeye has a daughter with Spider-Man's daughter.
That man. That's just because you don't like Spider-Man.
Well, no, it's just, it's more like, how big of a scumbag is Clint to bang Spider-Man's daughter, who's got to be probably 20 years younger than him?
If I may, you know that Hawkeye was a bad guy before he joined up with the Avengers.
True.
So,
scumbag tendencies will show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got flexible morals. Plus, you know, it's like the end of the world, like, get to repopulate or whatever, and you may as well hook up with the daughter of your colleague.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she gets involved. I mean,
I never said it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, he gets involved, or she gets involved with trying to take over the Kingpin's area, at which point you find out the Kingpin isn't Wilson Fisk, it's the guy who killed him.
Actually, he killed Magneto, didn't he?
Oh, he killed Magneto, yeah. I think he might have done both, either way.
Well, he still calls himself Fisk, though. I mean,
isn't he, like, black?
He is black.
Yeah, he looks like Michael Clark Duncan in Daredevil.
Yeah.
Just with facial piercing.
I'm wondering if...
Or the Scorpion in Ultimate Spider-Man.
I'm wondering if, like, Fisk and, like, the title of Kingpin is, like, a ceremonial title now. Or something.
It would stand to reason.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah, you know. That makes sense. Yeah,
it could be that Magneto was then Kingpin, so he was Fisk. He was the ruler of that area.
Well,
no, that's not how taken out first.
Yeah,
that's not really how Magneto rolls, though. So, you know.
Who knows?
That's true, and this is, you know, the dawning of the golden age of the Homo Superior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
but they get involved with that. Wolverine refuses to pop his claws. He refuses to mostly fight. He'll do, like, defensive shit, but that's it.
After what happened at the X-Mansion, I don't blame him.
No, it's like, it's deep psyche, you know, scar. But it's like, it's a dramatic change from the Wolverine that we're used to. or were used to before they killed him.
But then, man, they stop off and they find that Red Skull's on Mount Rushmore.
So they get to their destination, which was supposed to be a drop-off for, like, some odd vials of super soldier serum.
That was why Logan had to drive. Hawkeye had a package that he wasn't going to tell him about.
Yep.
Yeah, for some reason there was 99 of them. I don't know why there was that many. That's a lot of fucking super serum.
And they go under
half of the mutants that were left after M-Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was 198 of them.
Yeah.
Actually, 199. You got to count mutant or patient zero.
Can I just say that I still think M-Day was one of the dumbest ideas Marvel had? Just commenting.
Yeah. Yeah. Midichlorians. God. Don't even bring that up. But yeah, they go under the pretense that these 99 vials are going to be used to raise an army to go against Red Skull. But they don't realize.
Super Soldier Serum?
Yep. 99 vials of Super Soldier Serum to make 99 Super Soldiers to beat the hell out of the Red Skull.
Spoiler alert.
Well,
we already did that.
Double cross. And, you know, Wolverine's still refusing to fight and shit. They finish the job, you know, beat the skull. You know, the superhero bullshit that you expect.
The good guy wins, man, through hard work and perseverance. Now, here's something. That scene where Logan comes to in the X-Mansion and it's been a complete slaughter because he's killed everybody. What if Deadpool had been there?
Ooh.
Right? Like, pull himself up off of a broken ceiling joist or something like that. Wait for his organs to, regenerate. And then be like, hey, just so you know, bub.
Right. But yeah.
Oof.
Now to drop the sarcasm I had before, it doesn't all end well. Hawkeye gets shot in the fucking head. Wolverine gets shot in the fucking head, but gets back up because he's fucking Wolverine.
He's Wolverine shot everywhere.
Punisher does that to him just to say hi.
But he fights the Red Skull and fucking picks up Captain America's shield and pops the fucker's head right off.
What's really cool
He's the best there is at what he does.
I just want to comment really quick. What's really cool about that is that he's actually wearing Captain America's costume while he does it. So it's kind of this sort of weird, like, reaching from beyond the grave for America, as it were, and liberty. It's an interesting message there.
Oh, I like that. I like that symbolism. Yeah.
Well, not only that, Skull has basically trophies for every freaking hero he's killed.
Hey, do you remember that time that Deadpool found himself in that evidence locker and put on a bunch of different stuff? He was, like, talking to the Hulk pants.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Wolverine takes the reward money, quote-unquote, for the delivery, and actually pops on a couple pieces of Iron Man's armor to fly back to his home to get the money to the Banner Gang.
Woo!
Ooh. Another really wrenching scene. The Banner Gang had killed his entire family and just left the body sitting there. And then for the first time in 50 fucking years, Wolverine pops his claws.
You get that full page red snicked.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Ish just got rough.
But yeah, Wolverine just literally goes on a fucking rampage and just destroys the banners.
He goes full on Rambo. That whole scene and everything is all very Rambo, because, like, he fucking pulls that one guy into the water and fucking cuts him up and, like blows up the entire trailer park. Like, it very much, like, one of the things that I noticed in this is Old Man Logan kind of represents old America and old American ideals in a way.
Right.
Kind of to take us back to symbolism type stuff. Because, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's interesting to look at.
You want to talk about deep shit. I have
incidental white power comic?
Yeah. Yeah, well, oh, God. All right, but look. I don't know. Maybe I'll comment on that in a minute. I just wanted to say, you guys, you're missing one word for Wolverine.
Okay.
Berserker.
Yeah.
Okay. See? And now I'm going to think about what was just said about it being, what, a white power? I want to make sure I got this right.
Incidental white power comic.
God damn.
Yeah, I don't quite think that's the case. It's more of a Mad Max scenario.
He kills really a whole bunch of rednecks and literally beheads a Nazi with a fucking American flag emblazoned shield. How could that not be white power, like,
you know, fucking
symbolism? All right. I don't want to turn this into a pissing contest, but how much Mark Millar have you read?
Not very much. I'm the guy that doesn't know shit about comics, so okay. That's what my role here is on the show.
Thank you. We should have done this at the start. So Mark Millar kind of does the superhero good guy thing. That's like kind of his thing.
Yeah,
I would say. Is that safe to say?
Oh yeah. But no, actually, you could almost see Logan decapitating the Red Skull with, you know, the fucking flag emblazoned shield as more a triumph of American ideals, if you want to go that route. Because it is...
Okay, with Red Skull inside the Captain America outfit, I suppose that could be seen as a corruption of America as it stands, and then here is Wolverine as an outside agent acting on our behalf, because he is Canadian after all. So decapitating it with a symbol of America would actually, I guess, be more in keeping with a patriotic overtone.
But yes.
I'm just, god damn, guys, I'm drinking and you're doing things to me. I gotta, like, think and shit. Fuck.
So yeah, so finally, Logan goes up against the Hulk. Hulk is fucking huger than ever, and fatter than ever.
Well, wait. To begin with, it's Old Man Banner.
Old Man Banner just...
He looks Old Man like Banner rips a full-grown cow in half.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's Wolverine. Sorry.
But yeah.
Redneck Gandhi, though. Like, for real.
Redneck nuclear Gandhi. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Here. Well, he looks like that guy from, what's that painting, American Gothic?
Yeah,
yeah.
Just like sweaty and pissed off.
Which is Banner, pretty much.
He's like Randy Bobandy when he goes to take off his pants. Is like Banner just he? That's when he Hulks out.
And you know the ultimate the whole thing that comes from a point that they did that he didn't have to keep that they weren't behind on their rent.
Nope.
For another 2 weeks, and Banner had them killed just to piss off Wolverine because he was bored.
Ugh, and then left their bodies out. Good God.
Yep, but even in just Old Man Banner form, he's strong enough to go toe-to-toe with Logan, no problem.
Which is crazy, because I remember Hulk's power diminished when he had Banner's brain.
Yep.
When they did that Smart Hulk thing in the, early 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
So for Old Man Banner to have that kind of power with only his normal form, like, what has he even been up to?
Well, he does say that his brain has deteriorated, so perhaps he's been overtaken by the radiation and whatnot, and he's just always fucking pissed off.
Or overtaken partially by the Hulk.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, and that actually would help to explain the strength, but also it's been proven that, you know, cannibalism leads to, you know, certain proteins you can't digest eating holes in your brain.
Which would allow the Hulk to take over.
That's true. Yeah, that does make sense.
There you go.
I like that.
But yeah. So, Banner Hulk's out. And, you know, just fucking easily rocks the hell out of Logan. And eats him. Like, all
eats
in one
hole.
Yeah, hole. One fucking swallow kind of thing. Which is where,
like,
Banner fucked up.
Like Kronos eating his children. See that? How's that for fucking symbolism?
Well, dude, here it is. It works. Where did Wolverine debut?
Where's Wolverine's debut?
Wow. As a Hulk villain.
Hulk 181. But yeah, eating Logan was a bad idea because Logan gets better and fucking bursts out and kills him. And it ends with this really touching set of scenes. Logan finds a baby in this fucking cave. Bruce Banner Jr.
Oh, man.
Yep. So Logan takes the kid with him. You know, the next time you see him is like a, what was it, like a month later when they had the funeral?
Something like that.
And Logan's like, you know, I'm going to go back out there. I'm going to take down all these fuckers. And I'm going to find who's left and who's come up since then, and I'm going to band them all together. And they imply, that Bruce Banner Jr., the little fucking Hulk kid, is going to be his first disciple kind of thing.
His first franchise in Wolverine Incorporated.
Yeah.
And then they pop a new 52 and that just disappears.
Christ.
Yeah, one now, thing you... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, there is more to the story if you go into the Secret Wars and all that shit. We're not doing that here.
No, but you did gloss over the part where he runs into Emma Frost and Doom's lair.
No, I pulled that aside. Okay. I pulled that aside.
My bad.
I want to talk about that.
All right.
And how Logan acts towards Emma after all this time. You know, like Logan's thoughts towards her and the interaction. Sorry, I'm trying to do reference work at the same time.
Okay. That one seems like a very complicated relationship because, of course, she was a villain of the X-Men for a very long time.
Yeah.
Took over, in the Xavier School, started helping out there. And I think she kind of proved herself to Logan a little bit, but Scott shacked up with her, and you know how Logan and Scott are about Jean, and now Jean is dead, and Jean has told Scott, not that Logan knows, but Jean has told Scott in a vision that it's okay that she shack up with Emma.
Yep.
But I don't know that Logan ever got that kind of closure, so I think maybe he still may be mad at Emma because she sort of took Jean's place, except that she's the Jean that he never wanted.
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. But let's talk about specifically an old man Logan, who the White Queen is apparently shacking up with. Fucking Black Bolt.
Black Bolt?
Well, the two of them seem to be working together, whether actually shacking up as in
no,
fucking.
I thought she married Doom. And Black Bolt was working for her.
Well, yeah, because I don't know that Black Bolt would be terribly involved just because he's, you know.
No, Attilan is on the moon at this point in time.
Yeah. Is it Attilan? Because
Attilan, whatever.
Attilan.
Yeah.
It's fun to say.
Attilan.
The Terrigen.
It's just pissing me off. Of all the parts of the comic I don't remember well, this is it.
What, dude? Oh, sorry, yes.
You had Black Bolt show up and blow the symbiote off the T-Rex,
yep. Which is
equally, or if not even more awesome than the T-Rex itself.
Yeah. Pretty much any time Black Bolt opens his mouth, though.
Yeah, it's always epic.
Oh, like in World War Hulk?
Oh.
Woo.
But the thing is, he just whispers and it blows the whole thing over. It's just...
Oh, yeah, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Well, and the symbiote, as we've seen in the past, is susceptible to sonic activity.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes sense in that case.
And
also,
they
know who would be really
right
good against a symbiote would be Banshee.
That's
very
true.
Or his daughter, Siren. Deadpool's girlfriend, and we come back to Deadpool.
Well,
oh, is this like five levels of Deadpool? Is this like Kevin Bacon for comics for Marvel?
Yeah, all characters lead back to Deadpool.
I'm pretty sure that's actually true, though.
Yeah.
Deadpool, Dazzler, Dazzler, Deadpool, Deadpool, Dazzler, Dazzler, Deadpool.
Okay.
There wasn't a connection previous, so I made one.
I'm pretty sure if you gave me like 5 minutes, I could probably find a connection between the two.
Can you do a 7 degrees of Deadpool on Dazzler? Can we do that?
Well, I mean, there is the easiest link. Dazzler is an X-Man. I mean, that's the cheap way.
Yeah.
That's the easy way.
Oh, okay, yes, I can. Wait, no, I got it. I got it. Got
Dazzler knows Wolverine. Wolverine's Canadian. Deadpool's Canadian. Damn.
No, easier. Dazzler was married to Longshot. Longshot was part of X-Factor Investigations, which had Siren in it.
Oh, and then Siren, of course.
Yep.
And then that was when X-Force was happening, right?
Yes, around that time.
Yeah. Damn. Volume 3 X-Force, that's the jam!
Yes, Dick, this is yet another strange power I have at my command.
Okay. If I may sum it up in one word. Gentlemen. Cable.
Yeah.
Bam. Drop the mic.
But yeah.
Overall, though, I have to say, this whole story...
Old Man Logan, yeah.
I just loved it. I absolutely dug it. Like, normally, I've kind of stayed away from Wolverine just because I haven't really known where to start with him. I feel like this is a really interesting take on the character and everything. I mean, I've seen the movie, and the movie wasn't that good.
Honestly?
Wait. Sorry. Okay, yes. I agree with you it being a fresh take on the character, yes. But which movie?
I've only seen one of them, and I couldn't tell you which one it is. I haven't actively seeked out the X-Men movies. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Okay. Let me ask this. Was he fighting a big dude with scary fingernails, or was he fighting a dude in silver armor? Were there ninjas?
There were ninjas.
That would be the Wolverine, which is not even close to Old Man Logan.
No.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rough here, but that's Frank Miller, dog.
It's all good, dude. I don't know shit about comics.
Honestly, you want a good entry level Wolverine? Go with his mini series from what was it? God, the Frank Miller mini series. Either way, it was his first mini series, and that was good shit.
Well, yeah, Wolverine.
Huh.
But yeah, no. Like overall, though, this is a very interesting look at just. A weird end of the world in a way. It's definitely an interesting what if that I like the way that they explored it. Some of the character choices were interesting to say the least as to who got America, and they implied that the rest of the world got destroyed, which is a little crazy. I also liked seeing the bodies of like giants strewn across areas and stuff like that.
Hank Pym's body.
Yeah, exactly. Body. Yeah, that was Hank Pym's body. Also, yeah, it is kind of implied that it's around the world because, as established in Marvel canon, and I understand that this is sort of like a DC Elseworld, but there have always been various superheroes around the globe.
Yeah.
And if one country's superheroes teamed up, why would you not then assume that all the rest teamed up?
Right.
You know, given that it's the Red Skull, being that he's, you know,
well, you've
orchestrated
got,
many,
you got how many fucking
transatlantic plots. Well,
it's just the way that that Skull says what during his fight with Logan that he says the rest of it doesn't matter or whatever. I can't remember exactly what he says, but he implies that there's nothing out there at all. Like everybody's dead.
Now, being that he is the leader, he is it not then, you know, maybe presumable? Is it not then feasible to say that perhaps he has left that in the hands of his lessers? He does know how to delegate.
Yeah.
Perfectly fair.
Okay.
That you have to assume this is probably a worldwide phenomenon because some of the groups involved are multinational. Hydra, AIM, you know, groups like that.
Sure.
But still, it is an interesting end of the world sort of what if, and definitely is a good use of the what if rule because there has been some very bad what ifs in the history of just everything. It doesn't matter if it was TV or comics or whatever. There's always been bad what ifs, and what ifs are usually a risk. And this, I think, was done really well because it respects the character, it respects kind of, you know, the overall just lore from what I know of X-Men and everything, and everything is sort of put in a way that's believable within canon. It doesn't stray too far away from that.
It is. You know, they had a whole series, the What If series, you're probably aware of, where, say, Punisher ended up with the symbiote Venom. You know, the Venom symbiote, I mean to say.
Yeah.
What if Punisher had killed Spider-Man at their first meeting? you know, you end up with a lot of these really interesting questions, and some of them actually do get carried into the Marvel Universe, like Mayday Parker, Spider-Man hater, like you would know.
I do. I actually like
What If.
Yep.
Yeah, and it just sort of happened. They folded it into the universe, and that made sense. And it's definitely not all the time. There's a lot of that stuff that we're really better off without, just like a lot of Age of Apocalypse. Very, very cool stuff, but also it's kind of an embarrassment, but not as bad as X-Men 2099.
I like 2099, not X-Men 2099.
Hey, I like 2099 too. I have quite a few of them, actually, physical copies. But it wasn't...
X-Men definitely was the weakest of the pack.
Punisher 2099?
Whoa. Hang on now. Whoa. Now hang on.
All right.
You're saying that it's the worst of the 2099 series?
The main ones.
All right, now look. Spider-Man 2099 was actually pretty good, and that's why it's being, you know, referenced these days.
Yep.
But... what about Ravage 2099? What about Doom 2099? Hulk 2099? Punisher 2099? My God, come on.
All of them I thought were better than X-Men.
Hey, wow. When's the last time you read those, though?
About 3 months ago.
Oh, my God. How can you still hold this opinion?
Like, honestly, of all the 2099s, Fantastic Four was the worst.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's fair. That's actually so accurate, I forgot that 2099 Fantastic Four happened.
I gotta say, though, my favorite was Ghost Rider.
Oh! Ah! He had a cooler bike.
I like how it ended.
Wow.
Right, is it bad that I unironically better. Like Punisher 2099?
No, it was actually pretty decent. I thought it was decent, but it wasn't, like, great.
Well, no, it's not amazing, but I just thought it was funny and silly.
I mean, it was kind of like they were trying to remake the Romita Punisher and then also mix it with Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
It felt so forced, man. I'm so sorry. It's all subjective, of course. At the end of the day, sure, you're totally allowed to like that. That's fine. But it felt so fucking contrived.
Yeah. And I think Ravage was a decent little experiment in being its own thing. And not having any real root in Marvel, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, what was cool was Amalgam.
Oh, yeah.
Amalgam was rad.
That was definite, like, once-in-a-lifetime experiment with both of the companies, though.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I don't see them actually, like, legitimate producing any mashups. But they did do a revamp of it, actually, of a couple of characters in the more recent years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I didn't get to look at that, sadly.
It wasn't great, but it was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, a cool thought experiment.
They did Time Storm 2099 as well. Yep. Man.
But yeah, I mean, Marvel has a history of rich, vibrant, and really fucking cool alternate universes.
Yeah, that's safe to say. In the majority of them, though, the Earth is largely destroyed.
Yeah. Age of Apocalypse, Old Man Logan. Oh, yeah.
House of M.
House of M, fucking A. It's like Marvel just is not like the rest of the world. It's like, oh, it's like we're gonna do this one big story. How's the rest of the world gonna look? Fuck it.
Guys, I have an idea for a what if. It's the best what if ever. What if Squirrel Girl had the Infinity Gauntlet?
Okay.
No.
That's a frightening prospect.
Okay, wait. It would basically become a Powerpuff Girls cartoon, but if you're talking about, you know, back when she was written well, it would become a perfect utopia where we all serve the squirrels.
But hang on a second. There's a problem with that idea because Squirrel Girl was not introduced until after the Infinity Gauntlet was released, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah.
So she wouldn't have been at that fight, and then the gauntlet was broken up afterwards, wasn't it not?
Yes, but okay, there have been times where it has been allowed to function.
If she did, okay, first off, first and first mostly, if she'd have been there, she'd have done had it.
Yeah.
I'm fairly sure she can lift Mjolnir.
Though at least to my knowledge, she's never tried.
No, has not tried.
I feel like she could have before she got this whole creeper thing. I feel like she may have actually been able to lift Mjolnir. Now she's tarnished.
I don't know. I don't think any mutant has tried to lift Mjolnir, but there are some people that say Storm could possibly be the one who could.
Storm has in a what if?
Nope.
In a what if she has?
Dude. So is Rogue.
Whoa. I'm sorry, Rogue but it kind of makes sense. The most worthy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. When Professor X met Storm, what was she doing?
She was a thief in Cairo.
Bam. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you look at somebody like, say, Captain America, who totally has lifted Mjolnir. Do you think Steve Rogers has ever stolen a single thing in his entire life?
Well, Steve Rogers, to be fair, has not been in that situation, I don't believe.
Steve has. Sure. There is an issue out there where Steve lifts Mjolnir. Seriously, so is Superman.
I know that he lifts. I knew that. I mean,
he had to live in Egypt and steal
to survive. He didn't have to go through that.
While partially under control of Farouk, Mod Farouk, the Shadow King.
That is a fair point. However,
I'm all for it,
I don't
whatever.
See her as being as worthy as Cap.
It's a theory, though.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, we would be foolish not to acknowledge that. I'm just saying that, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like, given her past and posing as a god, I don't know that would be
the posing as a god. She did not know any better. She didn't know what a mutant was.
She didn't know any, but that doesn't excuse them.
But that was, it wasn't her choice to be a god. They declared her a god.
Nobody told me not to kill anybody, so I did.
I'm just saying that. Come on.
Wait a minute. Okay, you're trying to waste. Hold on a second, because there's a problem with that.
Yeah.
You do remember that Steve Rogers was a soldier. Before he, you know,
yes, of course,
and he did kill people in wars. Okay, so it's not like Steve Rogers doesn't have blood on his hands. Every soldier has blood on his hands.
Every soldier who's been through a major war has. Yeah. Every soldier who has actually ended somebody, but the deal is with that, this is the kind of stuff that we're even talking about with older mythology. If you kill someone else in service of your country, you are completely absolved from that act. It's not like soldiers come back here and are put on trial for murder, which is what they're basically doing, is you kill somebody else, that's murder. If you kill somebody else in this country that's got a gun, they have to run it through, and they say you're not guilty of murder. There isn't any like that. As far as military action, shall we say. And it is entirely possible, by the way, to have boots on the ground and have blood on your hands and not be responsible for killing anybody, say a medic.
Sure.
I'm just saying, I don't think, you know, you have to put these characters in the perspective, you know. It's, you know, yeah, she had to kill people, but wasn't she doing it as a service to her people, though? Again, so you working on their behalf?
Well, wait, so...
Hold on.
Was Storm killed?
I gotta interject something here. Two things, actually. Okay. Storm never actually killed anybody. But here's the other thing. You're not back then. But I think she probably has here or there. She ripped Marrow's heart out at one point.
That is kind of a big deal.
She had a second heart. She lived.
Right.
That's literally the logic they used. But yeah,
Sororitas. Of course she survived.
I think you're really setting the bar too high for Mjolnir.
Say again?
I think you're setting the bar too high for what is considered worthy for Mjolnir.
Really?
Look at some of the shit Thor's done, and he's still worthy.
Yeah.
Well, Thor...
But isn't it the point that only one
rightful owner?
Still, he is bound, and actually, as we have seen.
There is a precedent for that, though. In the past, original sin, lost the right to wield Mjolnir. Yeah, that's right. And he had to bumble around as Donald for a while.
But Dr. as far Donald as Blake. As far as I know, the thing that derived that Cap was worthy to wield Mjolnir was that he was willing to give it up when he no longer needed it.
Yep.
And that is what states the man worthy of ultimate power.
Right, okay. And then under that particular criterion, Storm would qualify because she doesn't want that kind of power. At the same time, though, like, so could say,
I'm about
Namor.
Yeah.
Namor could do it because he would be totally willing to give it up and go back and rule Atlantis because that's his deal. Same thing with Black Bolt.
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
Back to Attilan.
Now, here's where I'm going to 7 degrees of Deadpool this whole thing and bring it back to Old Man Logan. Where the fuck was Thor?
I thought he was dead.
Good question.
What happened to all of Asgard?
That also is a very good question. Maybe Loki. Maybe
Loki was dead. Doom, they Loki's dead. Loki's corpse.
Maybe Doom or Red Skull or the both worked out a deal with Loki and then backstabbed him. Now, I think probably the more important question is, how did so much of this end up in Red Skull's evidence locker?
It was stated, I think, at some point during when they ran into when they.
How can you have Silver Surfer's board?
So when they drove past Loki's corpse, they were running. Wasn't there like three? He was running with two other supervillains.
Yeah,
and they got killed. They didn't say by who, did they?
I don't remember.
I don't think they did.
But it's one of those. It's really bigger in scope than we think. Well, I mean, Asgard had to bend.
Sentry's dead as well. And somehow. What the hell even happened there?
Well, again, there is precedent for Sentry dying.
But is he ever really dead?
He had to be brought back from the dead.
Helmet in his evidence locker.
Yeah.
Or the, I don't know, museum, whatever.
Trophy case.
And the thing's hand. Holy balls. He cut off the thing's left friggin' arm. Has it ever going to be clobbering time on Yancey Street again?
No.
It is Aunt Mabel. Aunt Petunia. That's it.
That was such a fucked up scene, though. Red Skull sucking trophy case. And you're sitting here going, how the fuck did he do that?
See, I think he had to have had outside help.
I mean,
if Red Skull can't handle just Captain America on his own, he probably can't tangle with every single hero in that case.
Nah, no way. But the like things like Silver Surfer's board prove this has to go off-world, too.
Maybe he had something with the Black Bolt to leave the moon alone.
Possible.
Because that's who I could see taking out all of those heroes.
Yeah, Black Bolt could probably take out Surfer. That'd be a fucking fight to see, though.
Really? It absolutely would be. The Power Cosmic versus the Ultimate Boys.
I mean, they've shown in and out of continuity stuff. Like, there was a what if where fucking, I think it was a what if, where, what was it, House of M, where he fucking blew up Apocalypse? It was one of those alternate realities. He just took out Apocalypse with one word.
Oh, man.
I mean, decimated, I like, destroyed Apocalypse. It was fucking crazy.
Well, all he'd have to do is shout.
He didn't even, they imply that he barely got above a speaking voice.
insane.
Yeah.
Black Bolt, man.
That is one crazy fucker. Like, amazingly.
Woo.
I mean, they've stated he could split the fucking Earth in half if he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, or probably worse.
Yeah.
He's got the power to destroy entire planets. And all he has to do is raise his voice. See, Black Bolt, man! You read up on that Inhuman-ish!
Honestly, I fucking love the Inhumans.
I think they're really cool.
I've always been a bigger fan of Marvel's more cosmic stuff.
Yeah, I could see that. It is, it's pretty well fleshed out, really. Considering everything and say, haha, Cyclops' dad, woo!
Yeah.
Shout out to the Star Jammers.
I love the Star Jammers.
Like, everybody else listening would be like, what? What
the fuck are these guys talking about? Hell, Dick is probably doing that.
Aren't they like mutants? Like Inhumans, right?
Dick's probably doing that right now. Just sitting there like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Pretty much. I'm just sitting here. I'm just like, I don't even understand what the fuck is being discussed anymore. I'm just lost.
Do you have Google anywhere near you?
Yes, but I'm trying not to type on my keyboard because it's loud.
Check it. Go ahead.
Well, no. In theory, this is stuff he's going to be reading further down the line anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's taking me on a comic book adventure full of magic and fun. Yay!
Yay!
Well, considering...
Hail Hydra.
Considering I've never seen... Yeah, I've never seen you complain about a comic we've read so far.
Woo. Let's hear it for good sports!
Other than
yeah!
a comic we will not name.
Yeah, other than the one... let's call it Abandoned Episode. We will not speak of that. But yeah.
Cutting room floor.
Yeah. Old Man Logan. The thing is, Marvel knew they had a good idea. Enough that they brought it back during Secret Wars. And they even folded Old Man Logan into the current Marvel universe. Because, well, the real Logan is dead currently. Encased in adamantium. But hell, by the time this episode comes out, maybe he'll be back.
Yeah, how dead really Raleigh. Is that?
Right?
I mean, it's not really dead, he just can't break out. He's just, like, super stuck.
Like Hulk was in the ground when Kitty Pratt phased him there.
Exactly.
Zemo. Stuck like Baron Zemo's mask.
Oh, God.
Snap!
But,
adhesive X.
Yep. But, I mean, this is obviously a character Marvel knew they had something with. I can't agree with some of the stuff they've done with him after, but, like, his current story arc is he's trying to prevent himself, from having to live through that future. You know, vowing to take down the villains responsible kind of thing. Like, even when he's got a clean slate, he still sees this as his fate.
Yeah, I think he probably understood that trying to settle down and having a family would really only prolong the inevitable. And after all, he is, Weapon X.
Yeah.
So, it's sooner or later, there's going to be some kind of trouble somewhere, and he's going to have to do his thing. And I think... probably losing his family was that slap in the face that he needed, that he's the one who can get things going.
Yeah,
the one who can get things done.
Yeah.
Hey, Elijah.
Oh, God.
You but turned into, like, Skeletor there for a second. Just like, yes, the one who can get things done.
He's the one who gets things done.
I think I'm going to be honest. You don't sound quite so much like Skeletor as you do the Purple Pie Man of Porcupine Peak.
That's fine. Keep that in. That was a, that's a good take. That's a hot take.
Yes, I think so.
I got that in the can. One take and I'm done.
But yeah.
Barbershop.
But yeah. So Old Man Logan has, you know, the original miniseries still has left a mark on Marvel currently. It's still, you know, a fan-loved storyline.
Yeah.
Isn't it getting a movie?
They are, actually.
The third Wolverine movie is going to be based on Old Man Logan. Mm-hmm. Do not expect...
Based on Old Man Logan.
Do not expect an adaptation.
Yeah. So, Hugh Jackman is going to come out with fucking grease in his hair and looking all weird and dusty. And he's going to, I don't know, beat Red Skull up so bad that he rescinds control.
Can't use Red Skull.
Can't use Red Skull.
Oh, that's right. We can't use... Oh, my goodness. We can't use Red Skull. We can use Old Man Banner.
Nope.
I guess. Can't we?
Nope. That's owned by Disney.
Oh, God. That's right. The Avengers.
They can use Dr. Doom.
Except that they haven't... They can use Doom.
Except that kind I don't of. Think they no, want no, they to can't. After that.
Because Sony.
Sony has Doom.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Not
Fox.
Yeah.
They can use Deadpool.
Magneto?
Yeah, they can use Magneto.
They can't use Deadpool.
Why not? Fox has him.
You can't use Deadpool as a bad guy just after
Mr. Sinister.
As...
Use Mr. Yeah, Sinister.
It's gonna be Sinister.
That's better.
Mr. Sinister is the kind of shit villain that would they could use him for that.
Jamie, if you don't mind a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Sinister was teased at the end of X-Men Apocalypse.
That doesn't surprise me. I haven't seen it yet, but that doesn't surprise
spoiler
me.
Spoiler alert!
Well, I said it at the beginning of the show.
Like I said, this is all about spoilers. You know, you're not safe, Hail ma'am. It was his sled!
It was his sled
the whole time. I saved you 3.5 hours.
Bruce Willis is dead! Vader is Luke's father!
He's dead. You were Darth Revan all along. The 19th century village is walled off from the rest of the real world, and then the one that's in the pool was a bad movie. Don't see it. And then the plants were killing everybody.
Yeah. Christ.
The village is in modern times. The plants did it.
Maximum Overdrive 2. Deadpool.
Any other shit twists we can spoil?
No.
Okay.
Let's not do that.
What a twist!
In fact, let's...
The dinosaurs got off the island.
Yeah.
When Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum and Rube Boop and Manstein won, the aliens weren't done. They came back. Coming to theaters this summer. King Kong had a kid. Godzilla had a kid. 1998 Godzilla, he did have a kid.
Yep.
She had a kid.
And now the kid hangs around with a dumb shit kid on a boat and solves mysteries.
Life of Pi.
All right.
That's Life of Pi.
No, you don't know about the Godzilla cartoon in the 80s?
Yeah, the 80s.
No, of course I know about that. Yeah, with Godzuki, yes, I know. I'm just saying that, you know, 98 Matthew Broderick Godzilla had a surviving child.
Now it's
hanging out with Jean Reno on a boat in international waters, and you call it Life of Pi 2, Godzilla Returns.
Right. I'm still pretending that movie didn't happen.
All right.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should not pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, I should pretend that didn't happen because I've seen the original twice, and it was a fucking classic.
All right.
Listen, I saw Godzilla 98 in the theater, and we need to learn from our mistakes.
All right.
I also saw Spice World.
Oh, God.
Why did you do that to
yourself?
Yeah,
spice up your life.
It explains a lot.
All right, this has been an interesting episode, but it's time to wrap it up.
Josie and the Pussycats was a good movie.
Right.
This has been Back Issues. Right. I'm Jason. With me are Dick, Jamie, and Fetusberry.
Woo!
Thank y'all for listening. Have a good night.
Thank y'all.